Welcome. I'm Anastasia Glova, bringing you the Cato Daily Podcast. Full and edited versions of our podcasts are available on our website at www.cato.org. At a policy forum here at Cato on Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of Commerce Carlos Gutierrez spoke about the need for comprehensive immigration reform in America and about what such an overhaul might entail. Director of the Center for Trade Policy Studies Dan Griswold comments. How can we turn our immigration problem into a competitive advantage?
Well, we do have an immigration problem. We have 12 million people here illegally. But let's not lose sight of the larger fact that immigration has been a tremendous benefit to the U.S. economy and gives us an advantage in the global economy. Immigrants fill niches in the labor market. On the high end, we think of computer programmers and college physics professors, but also on the lower end of the skill spectrum in important industries like landscaping and construction and retail and food processing and cleaning. What immigrants do is they provide flexibility and dynamism to the U.S. economy. They're a blessing demographically. A lot of other advanced countries are facing the specter of a demographic implosion, you know, falling birth rates, rapidly aging populations. Immigration helps us maintain a healthy growth rate of about 1% and a healthy growth rate in our workforce so that our gross domestic product and our weight in the global economy can continue to expand.
What kind of public support is out there for comprehensive immigration reform?
Well, the public is concerned about it. Everybody's concerned. The fact that 12 million people are living here without documents, and that number is growing by 500,000 a year, and we're apprehending, you know, hundreds of thousands of people crossing the border illegally. People perceive that there's a problem. But when you explain that one approach that has proven to be effective in the past is to create a legal channel for workers to come in legally, when people are given the choice between having workers come in illegally in a chaotic fashion, or coming in a safe, orderly, legal way, that makes sense to people. Polls show that when explained the president's idea of a temporary worker program, of legalizing those who have been here for 2 years or more, and then enforcing that, using our enforcement power to keep terrorists and real criminals out of the country, the public tends to support it. And one other thing, I think the Republicans are gambling that a kind of harsh tone towards immigration is going to pay off at election time. That has not been the experience. It's very hard to find an election where sounding tough and taking basically an anti-immigrant stance pays off at the election time. And I think a lot of Republicans are going to be disappointed that that message has failed yet again to yield success at the ballot box.
Which industries are currently experiencing a shortage of workers?
Well, on the high end, our high technology industry has bounced back from the recession and the bubble bursting in 2000 and 2001. And once again, high-tech U.S. companies are not able to find enough workers. We have something called the H-1B program, which allocates 65,000 visas. Those are gone virtually when the fiscal year starts. But on the lower end, as I mentioned, these important industries like construction and cleaning and food processing, we're creating hundreds of thousands of jobs each year that require relatively little skill. And yet the supply of Americans willing and happy to take those jobs continues to shrink because we're getting older, our population's getting older, we're getting better educated. But here's the problem. Our immigration system has no legal channel for these workers to come in. It's a mismatch between the needs of our economy and our immigration system. And that's why comprehensive immigration reform makes so much sense. Yes, we need to enforce the law, but we need to have an enforceable law that reflects the realities of the American economy. And we don't have that. President Bush, Commerce Secretary Gutierrez have been speaking about changing the immigration law and then enforcing that.
In his talk at Cato Tuesday, Commerce Secretary Gutierrez emphasized that the president is not advocating amnesty for the 12 million illegal immigrants living in America. What's wrong with amnesty?
Amnesty has become a politically charged word. And you look it up in the dictionary. What it means is basically getting off scot-free. You're excused from any transgression of the law, and it's basically erased. Nobody's talking about that here. We have these 12 million people here. They're not going to go home. We can't deport them. It would be an economic and humanitarian disaster. What the president and what the Senate bill would actually do is they would be required to pay a fine, to pay back taxes, to undergo a background check, to learn English. And then if the newly legalized workers wanted to apply for permanent status and ultimately citizenship, they would have to get in line with everybody else. That's not amnesty. In fact, some of the workers would actually have to return to their home country and then reapply to enter. Now, the opponents are going to call anything amnesty, but I don't think what the president's talking about can fairly be described as amnesty.
The secretary also praised the compromise put forth by Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison and Representative Mike Pence as intriguing. Could you speak to that?
Yes, it is an intriguing proposal. This one is simple, and yet it's out of the box and may break the logjam. What Senator Hutchison and Congressman Pence have proposed is not to legalize those workers here, but to create a temporary worker program that would allow enough workers in so that those who are here illegally could actually leave the country and then reapply and then reenter. So you get around the whole amnesty and legalization question, and you make sure that the U.S. economy has a sufficient supply of workers to meet the demands of customers. In 1986, Congress tried to tackle this problem. What they did is they granted true amnesty. They said, if you've been here 5 years, here's your green card, your permanent residence. And then they tried to enforce that, but it lacked a temporary worker program so that workers could come in and continually supply the U.S. economy. This would learn from the mistakes of the 86 bill.
This has been Cato Daily Podcast. Thank you for listening.